Thank you for listening. Documents regarding ministry standards used in the establishment of the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse on the island of Antigua and Harbor Light of the Windwards on the island of Carriacou may be read or downloaded. Go to the website www.harborlightradio.org. That's www.harborlightradio.org. Select About Us and Where We Stand. If you would rather have a printed copy sent to you, write to Harborlight at SpiceIsle.com. That's Harborlight at SpiceIsle.com. Or send a letter to Harbor Light of the Windwards, Carriacou, Grenada.
Now, radio is the fastest way of reaching the most people in the shortest length of time.
I heard my father, Roland Cornelius, speak those words on many occasions. God called my dear father and mother to be pioneers in Christian missionary radio. They began their ministry in the 1950s in Liberia, West Africa. Then God moved them to the Caribbean, to Antigua in the early 70s, and finally to Carriacou, Grenada in the late 80s. My parents' biblical philosophy of Christian radio is summed up in my father's words to a listener shortly before my father died. He wrote, "Everything that goes out over the air from our transmitters must be consistent with the Word of God, both in message and music. We believe in ministering, not entertaining, in giving people what they need, not necessarily what they want, in substance, not froth. Time is too precious for the shallow." Through the means of radio, many thousands of lives have been touched with the gospel of salvation. Countless hours of Bible teaching for careful, obedient Christian living have contributed to a true knowledge of Christ and real spiritual growth in the lives of many listeners. Most of them would not have been reached without the miracle of radio and the lives of my father and mother, who are willing to follow the Lord's call on their life and obey God's word no matter the cost. Now, after a span of more than 6 decades of ministry in missionary radio in 3 countries, my dear mother has declared that the Cornelius family cannot tell you of one instance in which our Lord has failed to provide our every need, whether it be spiritual, physical, financial, or any other need. He has kept His promise found in Philippians 4:19. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Truly, God has greatly used radio to give wings for the Word.